Blog Talk Radio.
Fans, this is B-Rad's Morning Wood. How are we doing this morning? Man, if you listened to last night's Christmas special that we did live from our new location, Adams Street Pub in Bedford, Maine, it was a bit chaotic. If you could, me and Joe were trying to do everything impossible to he could keep that show controlled, but it really just really got chaotic. We had a drunk Steve-O, which not was normal for us, but this was just a little more alcohol. The whole association we're doing is Adams Street Pub. We're going to be doing the live comedy shows Thursdays, January 7th, live every Thursday night there. Live comedy shows every Thursday night there. Plus, we're going to be doing our live podcast feed starting in the new year there, featuring upcoming comics. If any comic that's listening out there that wants to hop on this and do a quick couple-minute set or 2 or 3 minute set for the podcast, we'll be featuring live comics or upcoming comics. Last night was actually a special night. We actually discovered a new talent in Biddeford that just lived right upstairs from the bar. So it was the first that connected us to him. He became kind of like a hell heckler for the night. But thank you for connecting with this guy named PJ. Much appreciated through that and that. Connect, but he writes comedy songs. He wants to pursue comedy. So last night, me and Joe talked from a business standpoint. We offered PJ a spot on the panel for our podcast and hosting the shows on Thursday night or help run the show. So PJ will be adding. Starting January 6th at 9 p.m., we're going prime time live at Adams Street in Biddeford, Maine. We'll be doing our podcast from there, so if you want to be part of the studio audience, please come down to Biddeford. We'd muchly appreciate you come down to the audience and sit in the audience, listen to us live. We have the headset, so you'll be able to hear us if you sit in the audience and hear some stage and stuff. So we have been working on what the audio sounds like on the podcast with the microphones and stuff, with the PA system and all that. We're working on that. But it's going to be live. So if you want to hear us live, we'll be looking for audio members to come out and enjoy the chaos that is rammed up. It'll be an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. So every night start at 9, it might be 2 hours, maybe an hour. We'll see how it goes. But we'll be having PJ back on there. He said he'll be writing some more songs. So if you listen to last night's Christmas special, I feel like we did get fucked by a donkey last night. PJ said he's going to be writing some more songs and... And we'll be featuring him. He's going to be singing his songs live on our podcast. And so if you want to hear him in person, come out to the show. Plus, he's going to be opening with us on Thursday, January 7th. Singing the Biddeford Classic, his song called Biddeford Classic Song, The Robot Biddeford. If you listen to last night, it's pretty funny. We me and Joe pretty left our ass off. It's and Steve was like, I got Steve, I got my face. And it's we were trying to have structure last night, but it really, really happened. It didn't really much happen that we had structure last night at all. Because the heckler from hell that was in on it, that from what we found out from the bartender, he was not even supposed to be in the bar. But he's not going to be in the bar again, so we're going to have a little more of a controlled show next time, and if we can try to team Steve a little bit on that note, trying to control Steve-O. Like, they have drink, but not that much, you know. We love Steve-O and all, but honestly, he has just a little pretty drinking problem there. So it's really need to be controlled so professionally. We want to keep him on the show. We don't want to drop him from the show at all. But at a business standpoint, he's a good friend at all. Business standpoint, at some point, he has like one strike left, and then this is another reason why I want to bring PJ on, so it's the least to have three people. Like, when me and Joe do the show, it sounds awesome, sounds excellent, but we've heard people, Steve is funny and all, but when he gets drunk, he just gets out of control. And, you know, and we feel like at some point some equipment's going to get broken or something like that. But he's a good friend. We want to try to keep him on the show for you listeners. And he's funny and entertaining, but at this point, like, we're gonna have to let him know that his drinking affected the show. You know, it's making us sound bad on the podcast. We're just trying to bring a good, decent product out for you for the show. But at the point that we don't need any equipment getting broken or, you know, us, because he doesn't know he's drunk. He doesn't say he's drunk. He said, "I'm not drunk at all." No, you've heard of that for a few times on the podcast. But, he doesn't think he's not drunk. Honestly, he's so used to getting drunk, he doesn't think he's getting drunk at all. No, he's not. It's a really, really hot mess, you know. Very hot mess. Very hot mess that last night. It's a hot steam and thing of cabbage, basically. It's just, they're bringing this real crazy, you know. So, but yeah, that's my thoughts. If you listen to last night's podcast or listen to any of us, we can call in right now if you're listening. If you have thoughts about any of the podcasts that we have had, we have a guest call number 617-1651. That's our caller number. So if you have a few minutes left of this the live feed, so for the few minutes I'm giving out to give my opinion on what this is. But I'm hoping you would come out start the new year to our live show on Wednesdays podcast and our live comedy shows on Thursday night at Everything. So 2 nights worth of comedy in Bedford. Both are free that week on the 6th and 7th of January. Both are free, so free to listeners of the podcast and live and be part of the studio audience and maybe just be part of if you think you want to come up or join the podcast, whatever, you know. And then our live comedy show starts at 8 on January 7th, Thursday, at a 3 pub in Bedford, Maine. So I hope you all want to come out and join that. So this is a business decision that me and Joe has to make towards the show and to make the show better. So you'll be here to PJ start January 6th with us. So we're at another host. So I hope you enjoyed listening to the show last night with this song, The Talent, He's Young Talent. That's it, I think. If he joins us, hopefully we can push his career along with me and Joe's, you know, brother endeavors, you know. And Steve-O, I hope you can really control your drinking and all that. That's my thoughts. We welcome yours, you know. Please, if you want to, any thoughts, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/RatedMTalkLive. Read, like, your opinions on that, or at RatedMTalk on Twitter. Put your thoughts up on Twitter, hashtag RMTLive, at RatedMTalk. And then hashtag RMTThoughts. And we would love to just hear your thoughts about what you think about this, all this shit, you know. Yeah, we personally appreciate, you know, the opinion about Bebo or any help he can help with his drinking. You know, he loves to drink, honestly. But he can get very out of control. But, yeah. But this has been B-Rad, more than one. This will be on you know, most of the times, the day after the podcast, or, you know, stuff like that, every time I have some thoughts, or, hope you have a good day. This would be Rad. See you in the bookstore. Catch you later. Thank you.